Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with TLR. Cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday. Broadcasting live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. You know how we do on Thursday. It is Friday Eve. It is the 18th of November. Thank you for joining me today here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. A lot of cool stuff happening today. Got a really cool guest. We're going to talk some Phoenix Suns. With the one only Brandon Duenas, a.k.a. Zona Hoops. Sun Solar Panel's very own. So we'll get into the Suns. We're going to get into the NBA. I got some thoughts about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Great player. But some thoughts on refereeing him and some of the things that just honestly driving me nuts. I want to talk MVP. In the NBA, who I think should be an MVP. I want to talk some outline all-star stuff because that's right around the corner. We'll be here before we all know it. And then just kind of talk about some of the people that we know are in just based on their name and the votes. And then some people I think that should be in. So we'll get into that as well. Like I said, we're talking a lot of Suns. You know it's Thursday, so it's my day to put a little bit of change in your pocket for the weekend. So we'll get into the NFL picks. I'll talk a little bit. It's someone's name I even hate to mention, but this Zach Stacy video is just a damn shame. We'll get into that as well. Phone line 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. We'll try to squeeze in a couple calls the other day. I had like five calls I didn't get to. So if you're out there listening today, try to give a call back. I will try my best to get you on the show today. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're broadcasting live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. When you come down here, just let them know that PLR sent you. It will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also could become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge. Back there, you get a lock in the back door to a humidor, so you never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Everything you could want, you could need, refrigerator, microwave, everything to make you feel at home. They do serve beer and wine. They do have all the league. So come down here and watch a game of your choice. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you don't become a member, no worries, still tons of TVs, tons of places for you to sit and relax while you enjoy your adult beverage and your stick. If you can't come down, still, again, no worries, they have everything here. Order early enough, your sticks will ship out same day. All you got to do is go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. And like I said, same great selection as if you were physically in the building. So get on down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know the PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. So I want to start with the bad. That way we can work our way to the good and then stay in the good for the rest of the show. And like I said, this is something I really don't want to even bring up. I did not copy the actual video on Twitter. Zach Stacy is a piece of crap. I guess there's no other way for me to say it. There is a video floating around, a security or a camera, I don't know if it's a kid cam, security cam, whatever, from inside his inside a house, showed him physically assaulting the mother of his child. with the child present. Child is either 5 or 6 months old. It doesn't matter if it's one day or if it's 100 years. And in a video, he's seen punching her, hitting her, throwing, flinging her like a rag doll across the room, her crashing into the TV. And I know I'm supposed to use words like accuse, accusation, alleged. Watch the video. There's nothing alleged about flinging a lady through across a room. There's nothing alleged about that when you're seeing on tape. And this boils down to, I don't give a crap what she said. No excuse for this. And this is a person that I think shouldn't just be in jail. Every ounce of the law that can be thrown at him should be thrown at him. Should be thrown at him. It's sad. It's depressing. It's ridiculously violent. Unnecessarily violent. And I know, you know, you could say piece of crap. You could say terrible person. This is just a bad person. This isn't, when you do that, when you are treating someone like that, this, to me, again, outside looking in, the way he hit her, the way he threw her, that was too comfortable. He did it like he's done it. That wasn't it did not appear, let me say that, so I can just cover myself. It did not appear that this was a one-time, oh, he lost control. He did that mentally knowing, I'm going to get away with this. Thank God there was a camera there. I've said this on this show before, and I'm going to say it again. Anytime a man puts his hand on a lady, there is no bigger coward on earth. No bigger coward. There are players that are, you know, talking about this. One teammate said he can't believe he played with this guy and what he was doing behind closed doors. He can't. There's another player that said he's going to whoop his ass on sight. You know, another player chimed in. The name escaped me. Wide receiver Davante Adams said he should be put under the jail. I have nothing but agreement with any of that. Nothing but agreement with any of that. I'm having a hard time understanding how this coward of a man is not behind bars. As soon as that came out, police should have been knocking on his door. I hope he gets everything that the law can throw at him. Everything. And then, maybe then, after he gets out, he'll get the help he needs before he even thinks about going near someone else. And there are lines out there, please, everyone, anyone, if you are in a domestic abuse situation, please call and get help. The good thing about this being on video is hopefully, we see who he is. He'll be forced, hopefully, to stay away from this young lady, and hopefully her life will be saved, because it could have ended that day. Because when someone's that out of control, anything could happen. Listen, I want to take the call. I got a call online. I do want to take this call before our guest calls in at 1:15. Again, that number is 917-889-7828. Like I said, I wanted to start the show with the bad so I could get to the good and stay to the good. But there's nothing good about Zach Stacy. I don't give a damn what else he's done in his life. I'm glad his foundation or his stuff was taken away with the Music City Bowl. This guy has no right to be around women or kids. And I hope he's done for a long time. Thanks for holding. Thanks for the patience. It's the KSO with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Boy. My man Lou, how are you?
All right. Well, that's kind of a shocking way to start off. Ugh. You're right, though.
Yeah,
no man should have the right to do that.
Nobody should put their hands on someone. He threw her around. Like I said, he didn't throw her around like, oh, well, this is something I've just done. He threw her around like, I've done this before. And I'm just glad she's alive. I'm glad it didn't snap to that. And I'm so glad there were cameras. Because you know the thing that would come out, I didn't do it. Well, yeah, the hell you did.
Yeah,
sure
you did.
Because you're an asshole.
Right. You don't
plain
want to admit
simple.
It, but you did.
Yep. So what's going on, my friend? Yep. How are you?
All right. Well, it looks like the Bucks are on the way back after a slow start. The big three look like they're pouring it on and look like they could be getting back into the race of the Eastern Conference. Eek.
Yeah, they were too good. They're too good. They have too much talent not to
unfortunately,
to play well again. You know, so just have to get healthy. Get Chris Middleton out of that COVID protocol. Freak is back. Everyone is getting healthy. So Drew Holiday's ankles look good again. So they're gonna be a tough out in the East.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Yep, they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, and LeBron hopefully will be back tomorrow with the Lakers. One can only hope. It's a 50-50 shot, really. But, you know,
yeah, so
I don't know anybody's harping on them, though. The thing is, look, okay, they're not exactly where they wanted to be right now, but you know what? They're not doing terrible. I mean, they're still above 500 and whatnot, or just at 500. So I don't think there's any reason to hit the panic button right now. It's not like you're like 2-13 and had no chance. I mean, you know, I think maybe they're blowing it just a little bit out of proportion right now.
There's 66 games left. Nobody other than the Houston Rockets should hit the panic button. And I don't think they're hitting the panic button because they know they're
young. Or the Pelicans.
Yeah, they have a whole another set of problems.
You're right.
So, but yeah, I'm with you, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's like, oh, well, they're 8-8 or whatever, 8-9. Like, come on, shut up, all right? It's not, you know,
well, here's
it's not a tank going like that.
Here's the only bad part. They've played pretty much, obviously, with the exception of last night, they've pretty much played the soft part of their schedule and not a lot of home games. I mean, and a lot of home games. So that's the only bad part. And you just don't want to be 7, 8, 9, or 10. You want to stay out of that play-in game. And more than anything, I think that's the key for them. Stay out of that play-in game. Yeah. And so that's the key more than anything.
Right. You know, but to say that, you know, it's like they're acting like they're already out of contention. No, there's plenty of time.
66 games left.
Right.
You are 100% correct.
Yes. I wish people would agree with me, though.
Yeah, well, I am 100%. But
good.
Yeah, so Lou, give me one more before I have to jet.
Well, I'll just leave it at that. So we'll talk again in the near future.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, you got it.
All right, Lou. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Take this break. Call back. Excuse me. Take this break. Come back. And we'll start talking a little bit of Phoenix Suns, talk a little bit of basketball. And like I said, I'm happy to get the bad out the way so we can get to the good. It's K-Show. PLR coming to you live from Maduro's. Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the K-Show.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us this Thursday, my favorite day of the week, because it's Friday Eve. And as you remember, this was the day grown-ups went out. Kids with fake IDs never went out on a Thursday. So always my favorite day of the week. Like I said, we're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Cigars with the Cave Show, sports talk every single Thursday. Some days I wish I could be here all the time. But as you know, we bounce around a lot of different places, do a lot of different things. But you catch us every day, 1 o'clock live, right here. Call the number 917-889-7828. Make sure you're following us at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. Also, make sure you catch the show. If you missed the show live, there's a replay on KSRN. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Also, we're on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Download, get the alerts when they pop up. The Cave Show is brought to you by the Sports Cave. Always, always with a K. I am very happy because I get to talk NBA, get to talk Suns, and talking Suns with someone that knows a whole lot about the Suns. Zona Hoops, Brandon Duane is hanging with us here on the Cave Show with PLR. Tell me, Zona, I pronounced your last name right.
How's it going? Yeah, you actually did. Surprisingly.
Hey, I'm
not too many people do, so I'll take it.
You learn a lot of names growing up on the west side of Chicago. So hey, I'm good with that. So hey, listen, thank you for hanging with me. It's good to hang with you, talk with you. It's great to be with you on some Saturdays over at Suns Solar Panel, the insight for everything you need to know about the Phoenix Suns. And I want to jump right in. 10-game winning streak. They look good.
Yeah, no, it was great speaking with you on the solar panel as well, and had some great discussions over there. And yeah, the last time they had a 10-game win streak was back in the Steve Nash days, so 2009-2010. So obviously, they had the 9-game playoff win streak, and now that they got into double figures, it just feels a little bit cleaner, a little bit different, and you know, the crazy part about this streak, I feel like they haven't even played at their peak yet. Like they've had moments where they've looked great, but overall, no one's really exceeding expectations outside of maybe Frank Kaminsky. So I think this team has their best basketball ahead of them. So that's the most impressive part of this 10-game win streak to me.
So I like to flip around, and I'm real big on seeing what networks, the national networks say about the Phoenix Suns. And this has been my complaint for a long time. And I think my biggest complaint so far this year came the other night when they played the Timberwolves. And someone on the national show said, they said the Suns are hot, they're streaking. What do you think? And the reply from the announcer, the NBA insider said, well, I don't want to talk about the Suns, I want to talk about the Timberwolves. Okay, so I'm now miffed. I'm like, so let me see if I get this right. We could talk about the team with the second-best record in the NBA or the second-best record in the Western Conference, or we could focus on a 5-9 team. Maybe I missed something. The Suns were in the NBA Finals. They're streaking, but they want to talk about the Timberwolves. What is it, in your opinion, nationally? Why can't they get that? They're a good team. Are we seeing something in Phoenix that the national media isn't?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think that's Arizona sports in general. You kind of just see that across the board. It feels like even in the NBA finals, at times the media on the national scale, we're just talking about the Bucks the whole time. And even when they're up 2-0. I don't know. It's strange to me. It's a real thing. And, you know, kind of off topic, but just going to what Monty said about Mikal Bridges today about, you know, him not being considered one of the best defenders in the league. It just showed you in the voting last year for Defensive Player of the Year or the all defensive teams, he was excluded from that. So I'm not sure. I can't pinpoint what it is exactly, but it seems like even this 10-game win streak has really been not talked about at all until they're on ESPN. And it was pushed by ESPN, obviously, because they, you know, they're hosting their game. But I'm not sure what it's going to take for them other than winning a championship to get that respect. And even then, it's no guarantee with how we've seen these teams cover.
Yeah, and that Zoom that they just had from practice a while ago too. Monty said some things that I really kind of piqued my interest, and I'm like, you know what, he's making some really good points here, and I don't think people are really watching this team. Excuse me, but on that Mikal Bridges subject, he talked about how valuable or how invaluable he is to this team, because not only does he do it on one end, he's doing it on the other end. He is the epitome of the one thing that drives me crazy to even say two-way player. I hate that phrase, maybe because I'm so old that basketball, you were supposed to be a two-way player. Now they treat it like a badge of honor. But it's like Mikal is, like, the defensively and offensively, at times, that holds this team together.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that assignment of, you know, chasing around the best players in, like, you know, 35, 40 minutes a game, it's not an easy one. It's one thing to be a good defender, like, you know, guarding a third option or playing off the ball, but he's fighting over screens constantly. He's switching on to bigger players. We saw what he did against Porzingis, where it looked like a mismatch, and then the next thing you know, his arm's deflecting the ball somehow from, like, the other side of Porzingis, and it's just crazy how smart he is and how aware he is to go with the athletic tools. So, you know, I think what he does is just overlooked and underrated, even last season. So I think, you know, hopefully this year the national media will take notice of that, and they are going to have a lot more nationally televised games this season, so hopefully that'll help as well.
You know, the one person, I don't really like comparing players, but defensively, long arms that needs two elbows, that's how long his arms are. He reminds me a lot of Scottie Pippen before he lost his mind recently, but he reminds me a lot of him. He could guard every position on the floor and give fits to everybody, but yet and still be an effective offensive player.
Yeah, definitely. And I saw a stat. Porzingis was 0 for 4 when Bridges was guarding him. He's 7-3. Jalen Brunson was 0 for 4 with a turnover, and you know, one of his shots was blocked by Mikal in four possessions, and he's 6-1. So it just kind of shows you he can guard point guards, he can guard bigs. He just does it all, and you know, just that Swiss Army knife type defensively that you know, really he just does the little things that, you know, you may not catch it on the first watch. Like, you kind of have to go back and maybe watch a game again to, like, see, like, the little things he does. But it just impacts winning so much. And that's just that Villanova basketball.
Is he too quiet? Do you think that's why he doesn't get the recognition he deserves? And I'll say that for the team. You think this team is too quiet? There's not a lot of and I'm not saying this to down any other guys, but some of the better players – they say things that make you listen. No one in this team really says anything. And I listen very intently to their press conferences, and they all say basically the same thing. Monty, we have to guard. We have to stay on the string. We have to stay together. Devin, we have to guard. You know, we guard, we stay on the string. Mikal, yeah, we guard just for the guys behind me. It's not a one-on-one thing. As long as we're on that string and connect with them, they all say the same thing. Do you think in some ways that's why they don't get the national pub, because there's not a me guy on the team?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I think it kind of they relate a lot to, like, a San Antonio Spurs team where they're so good it's almost machine-like and boring in a way, for if you're, like, a national TV, like, personality. Like, there's not a lot you could talk about other than saying, like, yeah, this team is really good. And in a way, like, they don't have any, like, shiny new toys or, like, up-and-coming stars that are, like, super marketable outside of, like, Devin Booker. So I could see why, in some senses, they're not talked about as a headliner. That's kind of all national folks like to do these days, is look for, you know, quotes or just something to get clicks. So they don't really have that, and it's just such a team mentality that in a way, I think that hurts them in that sense. But I don't think they really care about that at this point. They're just so locked in and focused on what their mission is that, you know, they just kind of block out all that outside noise.
Sun Solar Panel very own, Donna Hoops hanging with me today here on the Cave Show with PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So last night, Devin Booker did a spin move up and under, kissed it off the glass, and I'm looking at him like, dang, I didn't know you had that one in the bag. And a lot of people outside of Arizona, I don't think they understand the dog mentality that this guy has. And you, the world, has to start to see that he just does whatever needed, and somehow he always ends up somewhere between 24 and 32 points. The world has to start to recognize this eventually, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think even in their down years, you know, people calling him empty stats and all that, Phoenix losing a ton and, you know, him being on such a young team, he's gone through the grind and he hasn't cheated anything. So I think, you know, that deserves a lot more love too, just on the national scale, like sticking it out with this team. And, you know, obviously it's rare for someone in their first contract to demand a trade or anything, but it would have been easy for him to kind of cave in and maybe lose some of that work ethic that, you know, younger players don't always have right away. You know, he came in and just kept working. And to me, that's really impressive just because in a situation where it seemed like a lot of these players were set up to fail, he like succeeded in spite of that. And now to see them succeed and like, he can have an off night every once in a while and they could still win a game. Like he deserves that. So, but yeah, the dog mentality is something that, you know, I think has won over a lot of Suns fans and it's just fun to watch on a nightly basis.
There's something I said on Sun Solar Panel. I'm going to repeat it again. If he's not an all-star, now I know how this all-star works. We understand it's a popularity vote. So we know someone like Luka is automatically going to be a starter because he's going to get the votes because he's out there and he's marketable and he's been pushed and pushed and pushed. So he's that guy. Steph is Steph. So you know he's going to be a starter. But if Devin isn't named an all-star and not, as I like to call, appointed an all-star, I think coaches and media are just the dumbest people walking the earth.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think so this year will be a little different just because I think, you know, now that they're doing this like winning streak before the voting is starting and like they're at the top of the West, whereas last year they had that 8-8 start and there was a little rough. So, and Booker wasn't at his best until kind of like the leading weeks up to it. So it, like in their mind, it was a little too late for him to make it, which is ridiculous. But this year, I think even though the numbers are down a little bit, like the points per game compared to last year, like the Suns are winning. So there's no excuse for him not to make it. Like it just feels like the goalposts like shift every year for him. And it's just, it's been annoying. So yeah, he definitely needs to get in. No injury replacement, just straight up. Him and Chris Paul should be locks at this point.
I'm looking at, and I'm way early on this, but since they do it, I'm going to do. If I'm looking at MVPs for the season, honestly, I've got Steph. I'm unbiased with that. He's just doing things. Mm-hmm. In fact, as we like to say, he's doing things right now because he's just insane. But when you start to get down that order, 2, 3, 4, I'm thinking Devin has to be up there because we keep hearing team, team, team. Well, I'm looking at his team and I'm looking at what they do. His name has to be in that top five on that early list, I would say.
Yeah, no, I think if he's going to make a break into the top five, this is the year to do it. Obviously, like you said, Steph is kind of so far through 15 games, like separated himself. He's just playing at a like unreal level. Like 2015, like Warriors type stuff. So he's kind of taken that. But yeah, Booker definitely has a chance to kind of sneak into that top five if they just continue to win games. And he's just doing all the little things. Like we even saw it in the Olympics where he, you know, he wasn't scoring a ton, but he's just making so many winning plays. And his defense, I think, is also, especially late in games, when he really clamps up, like, he's taken such a huge leap there, too, that it's tough to – you kind of have to go out of your way to find any holes in his game at this point. And, you know, just seeing him turn into this complete player that impacts winning on both ends has been fun to watch.
So I'm looking at this roster. And I'm looking at pay, and I'm just really being honest here. You have Book. I know they're holding off on the max deal for Aiden, but he's going to get his money. You paid Chris, Skate McHale, you paid Shamit. You're starting to you've got everyone kind of paid in there, and then I get to Cam Johnson, and I'm saying, wait a second, he's better than what they're going to be able to afford. If that's the case, is he the one guy that could move before the All-Star break? Because I don't see them holding on to that asset if they can't pay him at the end of the year.
It's going to be tough. I'm sure they're having internal discussions about what that extension could look like and, like, ways they could kind of sneak it in to, like, fit in. I think there are some routes where they could keep him. It's just going to be really tight, and they'd have to go over the luxury tax, which, you know, when Sarver's your owner, that's going to be a tough thing to do. But yeah, I do think there's a chance they could look to move him if they aren't confident that they could keep him. And, you know, obviously, you know, they've been connected to, like, guys like Thad Young, stuff like that. But yeah, overall, I think you should try to find a way to keep him, you know, keep his young core together. But that's easier said than done. We're not even talking about Aiton yet, who hasn't been extended. So I think there's a lot of moving parts, and hopefully they can find a way to keep this core together.
Do you think when you keep a team together for so long, there comes a time you have to move somebody, or do you just keep going? I mean, we saw, obviously, you have a chance to bring in Durant, you bring him in. But there were also subtle moves, Golden State made when they were on that run, like, you know, in and out with certain role players. Do you think that's needed, or do you think you just keep running it back?
Yeah, so it just depends, I think, like, team to team. Like, every team's obviously a little different with how they're built, but I do like the Warriors comparison just because of how, you know, they drafted their big three and, like, kind of built around them. And, you know, the Suns have a similar situation where, you know, they bring in a veteran and, with Chris Paul, obviously, to kind of take that leap. But I think overall, keeping this team and then going from there and just seeing if you need to make a move to kind of bring some life into the roster, maybe down the road, because sometimes, like, you know, having the same roster over and over each year could hurt you a little bit. There could be some complacency. There could be some guys that maybe feel like they could do more somewhere else. So, I don't see that being an issue right now, but, like, down the road, I think, you know, bringing in, you know, role players that can make a difference and kind of help them in areas they could be hurting in could definitely be something they could look to do. But for now, it's just kind of see what your problems are and then address them in the off season and go from there.
So generally around the NBA and on with this coming to you live from the Maduro's Five Cigar and Tobacco, the Cave Show with PLR, Zona Hoops, Sun, Solar Panels, very own. Look around the NBA. Is there a team on the good side that's impressed you so far this year or caught you by surprise and saying, I didn't think they'd be that good, or, you know, they're good now, but I really think they can keep it going?
Yeah, so a couple Eastern Conference teams I would say that have stood out, the Wizards and the Cavs. Obviously right now the Cavs are going through a lot of injuries, and I'm not sure how sustainable that is, especially with, you know, them playing like 18 centers at once. So,
yeah,
but they have an impressive young core, and they really looked good to me. But I think the Wizards probably have a better chance of being sustainable. And by sustainable, I mean like a real playoff team, because the East is surprisingly deep this season. And just looking at their, you know, the Hawks and Bucks are out of the playoff mix right now. So that just kind of shows you how many teams are kind of exceeding expectations. And but yeah, the Wizards' depth and, you know, Bradley Beal getting a little more, you know, role player help, and, you know, going from Westbrook to Dinwiddie has kind of helped him too, I think. yeah, those are two teams that stand out. And obviously the Bulls have looked really impressive as well. Love what, you know, Levine's been doing for years, but now he actually has some help. So, yeah, there's a lot of teams out east that have been impressive.
I think it's amazing when the Bulls moved off their front office and there was someone who said, wow, Zach is a great two guard. Running him at point may not be a wise decision. It's amazing when someone wakes up and sees what's in front of them. And as a Bulls fan, that is irritating me. So I won't even go down that road. Last night, I watched Milwaukee play the Lakers. And I'm going to be as honest as I can. I think Giannis is the hardest person in the league to officiate. But sometimes, maybe it's just my eyes, he gets the benefit of the doubt more than a lot of players. I saw AD go up for a dunk and Giannis have his hand on his shoulder to propel himself to try to block the shot. Obvious call. And it just seems like, but on the other end, you blow at him and he gets on the line. Is it just me or does he get the benefit of the doubt a lot?
Yeah, it's definitely not just you. I think it's something that, you know, someone as freakishly athletic as him is tough to officiate, to be fair. But, yeah, he does get – it feels like every 50-50 call goes his way, or, like, the contact is just kind of like a one-way street almost, because he does initiate a lot of contact. And there's certain players that, you know, DeAndre Ayton, for example, like anytime it feels like he tries to initiate contact, they call an offensive foul on him. Just, I'm not sure if it's like a, you know, bigs in general, the way they're officiated, it feels like there's not really room for them to punish smaller defenders unless they're dribbling in transition like Giannis does. And, you know, when he gets that full head of steam and just goes right at you, there's not much you could do. So it's tough to guard him. And I'm sure it's tough to officiate someone like moving that fast in the pace of the game too. But yeah, you're definitely not crazy. It's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm like, last night, I'm like, wow, that's a foul? They didn't send me the line for that? Like, wow, okay. But, you know, it is what it is. So on a funny note, I recall this week starting, and we're all talking Suns on Solar Panel, and Negative Nelly popped up and said 2-2. And if I'm not mistaken, you said 3-1, and I said 4-0. Please tell me you're going to remind Negative Nelly that 2-2 is just a wrong call.
Yeah, I'll be sure to bring that up on Saturday morning, just to make sure he doesn't forget that he made that prediction.
What do you think is happening on Friday? They get the run back with the Mavericks, and then they get to play Denver. And one of my favorite players in the league, Jokic, I love the way he plays basketball. How do you think they're going to fare the next two games against those two opponents?
I think obviously Luka's status is still unclear. If he comes back, it could be a lot more of an interesting game. But if they're without him again, it's tough to see the Suns dropping it. I think at this point, you know, all the players want to keep this win streak going. Like, they don't want to, you know, sometimes during the regular season, there could be nights here and there where teams are kind of not as locked in as usual. But I think during this win streak, now that they're in double figures, they're going to treat every game with that much more detail. So I could see them winning these next two and just keeping it rolling, because it's not too often you get a chance to really extend win streaks like this in your career, especially, you know, someone like Booker, he's been in a lot of streaks the other way, losing streaks, but now he has a chance to build on a win streak. So I think they're going to, you know, we're going to see them continue to look really locked in and focused.
Last question, I'll get you out of here on this. You're now the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. What do you do with Ben Simmons?
I'm looking to trade him. At this point, obviously, it seems like, you know, the ties are completely cut. There's no really going back from this. So, you know, I think the best way the Sixers can go about it is trying to obviously find someone that can play with Embiid, whether that's, you know, obviously shooting high would be something like De'Aaron Fox or Jaylen Brown. But, you know, I don't think those teams want to give up like that for Simmons, who you know, sort of a liability in the playoffs just because he can't really create for himself or shoot. So, yeah, to me, I think even adding high-end role players at this point would be a win, just kind of moving on and surrounding Embiid with as many complementary players as possible. Because right now, like, Philly is just kind of shorthanded, and they started off hot, but now they're kind of coming back down to reality. So I think the sooner you get something done, the better, both short and long term. And, you know, obviously the way that it's gone down has been tough, and they should have just probably traded him for Harden in the first place, and the East would look a lot different right now. So probably a little bit of regret going on in that front office.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think Daryl Morey screwed the pooch on this. I think he was asking for too much for a long time and just is not going to get it. And now I think it's, he's dug in to the detriment of his own team. So I'm with you. Time to move him. Get some government cheese and see what you can do with it. See if it'll melt enough to get a grilled cheese sandwich out of it. So I think that's where they are too. But listen, tell everyone where they can check you out, how they can find you, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at @ZonaHoops_, right over at Bright Side of the Sun and ZonaHoops.com. So check it out.
Yo, I appreciate you hopping on with me for an extended time today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate the invite.
No doubt. And make sure you remind Negative Nelly. 2-2 wasn't the way to go.
Yep, I'll definitely be starting the show like that. So it should be fun.
Hey, I appreciate you.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you two. Talk to you later. One of the only Zonas. Always good to catch up. Listen, check out Sun Solar Panel. Great, great show. You'll find out a lot about the Suns and the NBA as well. So definitely check it out every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Arizona time. Listen, let's jump to a couple commercials, come back, and you know what time it'll be right after that. It's the Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, like we do every single Thursday. Get on down there and check them out at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. One of the best cigar selections you're going to find here in the Valley and online. Online ordering is done at Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. So make sure you definitely check them out. Make sure you follow us on social media at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. The Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. The website is thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. So, quick note, next week, I'm starting to plug it now, ASU Sun Devils play them down in Tucson. Mind you, them only won one game so far, and it was against a team that had nobody playing. Nobody. Because of COVID. So they beat up on Cal. So let's really buckle down. ASU, as much as I want you to win this week against Oregon State, please Do not lose to them next week. That music can only mean one thing. It's that time. I'm going to attempt to put a little bit of change in your pocket and also give you your lock game of the week. NFL pick times, one of my favorite segments of the show. So let's get this bad boy rolling. Tonight, the Patriots play Atlanta. Atlanta is the worst team to bet with. The Pats are a 6.5-point favorite. We all know how this works. You bet against Atlanta, they win. You bet for them, they lose. Or they don't cover. I think the Patriots win this game. The 6.5 has me a little scared. Rookie on the road, Thursday night game, big light. Came from Bama. You should be used to this. Atlanta, they just are dogs, though. If you have to bet on this game, take the Pats. Take the 6.5. Moving right along, Colts, Bills. I've made no secret about it. I'm not a Carson Wentz guy. The Bills are due for a game. This is it. They're favored by 7. Take them, roll with those points. The Lions, they tied the Steelers last week. This week, they go into Cleveland. They're an 11.5-point dog. I don't like that. That damn coach they got up there, they play hard. They don't always play well. They don't always play smart, but they always play hard. Baker, his running backs are questionable. He's questionable. He's banged up. They're trying to figure out exactly who they are. I think at 11.5 points, that's just too many. Look for the Lions to cover in Cleveland. The Texans go to Tennessee to play the Titans. Texans are just not a good team. Titans are favored by 10.5 at home. That should be safe. Take it, roll with it. Packers go to Minnesota. Now, I know I bang on Kirk Cousins a lot. But believe it or not, he plays the Packers well. And they're a dog at home. I don't like that. I think I'm going with this as an upset. The Vikings to outright win this game. Also, Aaron is a little banged up. I'm taking the Vikings as an upset. How do you know you're a bad team in the NFL? How do you know Joe Flacco is your quarterback? How do you know you're a terrible, lousy, suck-ass team? Joe Flacco is your starting quarterback. Miami goes to the Big Apple. They're favored by 3. Take it. Flacco is an apartment building back there. Their top quarterback, their rookie quarterback, is out, banged up. Plus, they don't want to throw him back in. Mike White, who everyone pulled flag for, put a cape on for, he looked like the Peter Man throwing interceptions last week. Don't go with him. That means they had Flacco left. That means there was nobody else around to play. I guess they couldn't sign Marino to a 10-day. They couldn't sign anybody. They couldn't bring back Testaverde, all those guys. So they settled on Flacco. Sad. Saints go to Philly. Get this. Dig this. Philadelphia, who I said would be no better than a bidding on his hand of spades, that's 4-6. They're playing better. The Saints are nothing special. Yeah, they're 5-4. But do you think they're special? I like the Eagles in this game. Take the Eagles to win and cover that 1.5. Washington goes to Carolina to play the Panthers. Listen, don't lose your mind over Cam. and I mean in totality. What he did last week, energizing his team, coming down here and beating the Cardinals, was great. Can he do it a whole game? Washington is a 3.5-point dog coming off of a victory over the Super Bowl champs. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But if you're going to bet, take the home team. They play good defense too. And Chase Young is out. Setting up for a Panthers win. 3.5, steam save. The Niners, who routinely kicks the Rams' ass, going down to Jacksonville to play the Jags. 6-point favorite. They're on a roll. They're starting to fill themselves. Shanahan called a good game. I think you can get two of these put together. They hit. They play physical. This will be the most physical game yet for one Trevor Lawrence. I like the Niners in that 6. The Bengals, who are trying to find their way, the Raiders kind of lost their way. It's really a toss-up. It's a 1-point game. Cincinnati's favorite. I actually like the Raiders at home on this one. Take the Vegas Raiders to win outright. I've been telling people all year, don't sleep on the Chiefs. They've got that alien back there. You can't blitz him. You got to play him, just play him straight. I love Diggs. I love the corner. Takes a lot of unnecessary chances. I think he pays for that. Cowboys' defensive line is hurting. I know they're 7-2. They're going on the road. I'm taking the Chiefs. That 2.5 seems good to me. Definitely take it and roll with it. Sunday night, you got the Steelers going to L.A. to play the Chargers. Banged up Ben. I don't like that. I like the Chargers in this one. Mason Rudolph is terrible. Let me repeat that. Mason Rudolph is terrible. If that's your best hope, you're in trouble. He is almost Flacco. Take the Chargers to run away with this one. And I like Mike Tomlin, even though they tied the Lions at home last week. Buccaneers are hosting the Giants. Buccaneers, after a bye week, was embarrassed in Washington last week. Tom's not doing 2 stinkers back-to-back. Nah. I think he explodes. 4-5 TD passes. They run the score up. Giants can't keep up with that. This game is my lock. I know it's 11 points. I'm taking that. The Buccaneers and the 11 at home. Ravens come to Chicago to play the Bears. This is where you say, FPLR, are you betting with your head or your heart? I say both. The Ravens defense is not the Ravens defense. They're not that special anymore. At all. You have their star quarterback, Lamar Jackson, out today. Non-COVID injury. I like how nowadays we have to specify that. Non-COVID injury. And I like the way Justin Fields is playing. I'm taking the Bears in an upset over the Ravens in Chicago. Final game, the Cardinals go up to Seattle. Cardinals have always played the Seahawks well. This is your wait-and-see game. Cards are favored by 2.5. Seattle does nothing right except Russell Wilson. If Kyler Murray is healthy, bet it, roll with it. If Kyler is not healthy, stay away from it or take Seattle. Line right now is 2.5. With the playing Kyler Murray, take the Cardinals and take him all the way to the bank. And there you go. Those are the picks for this week. Put some money in your pocket. Slash segment brought to you by Scout and Seller Wine Consultant. Tina Calhoun, are you tired of drinking wine and filling the blahs? Because of the sugars, the preservatives, the additives, all that crap, definitely get with her. Scum Cellar, they do wine the right way. No preservatives, no additives, no sugar. Wine done the way it's supposed to be done. Get a hold of her. She will do a testing, taste testing for you. Just give her a call, 602-410-4821. 602-410-4821. Tina Calhoun. Time flies by. Flies by. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us as you do every single Thursday. Listen, when you come in here, talk to Ron. Talk to Tina. Talk to Ron and his staff. Let them know if you're not a seasoned cigar smoker to help you out. You don't want to get the wrong stick for yourself. You get something that your grandfather smoked, no. You'll put it down and you'll never do it again. Let them find the right cigar for your taste buds. Come in, let them know. They'll get you to the humidor, and they will take care of you. All that happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I started the show with some bad news. I'm going to end it with that same bad, but I'm going to give a good at the end of it. We all know Zach Stacy is an ass that should be in jail. But listen, if for any reason, all you're in a domestic dispute, or excuse me, domestic abuse situation, please get help. There's a domestic violence support hotline, 737-225-3150. Please get help. Please get yourself out of that situation. Abusers do not learn. They do not get better by telling you they will change. Get yourself out. Make them change. Call 911. Lock them up. Again, domestic violence support hotline, 737-225-3150. Thanks for hanging with us here on The Cave Show with PLR. Back tomorrow, loaded up, ready to do it all over again. Thanks for the calls that called in. Zona Hoops, Sun Solar Panel, thank you very much. Bright Side of the Sun, hanging out with me today, talking basketball and talking Phoenix Suns. Get us over at The Cave Show, obviously every day at 1 o'clock. Follow us on social media, at Sports Cave, Caves with a K, Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Website is sportscave.com. Cave, again, is with a K. You get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until next time, everyone, be safe. Take care of each other. Help each other out. Be kind to one another. Timps, bring us home.